This show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. And on the program today, I'll be talking with one of the organizers of Erin Fesh Peoria. It's Peoria's original Irish music festival. Well, not just music either. There's dance, there are games, there are children's activities and other things going on. It starts on Friday. It continues through Sunday. And I'll be talking with John Martin to find out a little bit of everything that's going on, including some information on some of the many bands who will be playing, not only from Ireland, but also from around our region and around the country. It's Erin Fesh Peoria. This weekend, we'll be talking about it in a matter of minutes here on Live and Local.
But then I knew just what to do. I left nothing there behind me, had nothing more to lose, just the dreams of silver jewels and gold doubloons. I made it to the longboat with a map I now possess, leading to a private island and a pirate's treasure chest. When I found the hidden key, well, I must admit I cried. Slowly opened up the lid to look inside. Excuse me, my dear magistrate, no treasures have I seen. I'm just a poor young vagabond with ordinary means. You can search the ocean high and low and everywhere between. For the fortune it must be at the bottom. Was blinded by the sight. A fortune lay before us as it sparkled in the night. We made a pact to keep this precious treasure in our hands, not let it slip away to foreign lands. Treasures have I seen. I'm just a poor young vagabond with ordinary means. Don't listen to the rumors and the legends you've been told. All the fortune it must be at the bottom of the sea. Excuse me, my dear magistrate, no treasures have I seen. I'm just a poor young vagabond with ordinary means. Don't listen to confessions of that blackguard in the hole. Take your captain and your frigate ship and go back home.
That was the Bloomington Normal-based band, The Shanties. In that recording, they were Chris Golick, Chris Parkhurst, and John Parkhurst. The tune was called Gold Doubloons. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is John Martin of the St. Patrick Society of Peoria. He is co-chairman of this year's Erin Fesh, the Peoria Original Irish Festival. It's been going on since 1981. When it was held at the Peoria Knights of Columbus, and it has grown over the years, moved to various places, and now is at the Peoria Riverfront as a three-day event, and has all kinds of traditional Irish musicians from our area, but also from Ireland and elsewhere. Pleased to welcome John Martin to Live and Local. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been involved in the festival?
Oh, geez. I probably was appointed chairman back in 1995 or 1994. So it's been a while.
In the 14th year of the event or so, something like that.
Right, right. And I've been in charge of it ever since.
And before you were in charge, were you involved in any way? Did you have you been in the area and gone to these things?
Yeah, I was been a member of the St. Patrick's Board of Directors, so I had done other activities for the society. We do an annual parade that I was in charge of a year, and then we do a party after the parade that I've run a number of years. Like most people, you know, I started out doing little stuff and just worked my way up to bigger and bigger responsibilities.
So tell me a little bit about the St. Patrick's Society of Peoria, besides the those couple events that you have been
involved in. Well, it was originally set up as an organization to sponsor a St. Patrick's Day parade in Peoria on the 17th of March each year. It was founded in 1981, and that fall they realized that they needed some way to finance the parade. So they had Ehrenfest as a fundraiser, a one-day fundraiser. And those chiefly were the activities of the society for probably 10 years. Along the way, we picked up a 5K run race the weekend before St. Patrick's to raise money for charitable activities. And we do a couple concerts and lectures or series every once in a while, concerts of various times of the year to bring in entertainers. And we were the front people for setting up our Irish sister city, Clonmel. We put that together and then cut them loose. So I've been active in Irish stuff probably since the early 80s.
And what got you interested in things Irish?
I think initially the relatives and friends were Irish. St. Patrick's had, the parade was fun, the party was fun, and I was asked to get involved because of my organizing skills and stuff like that, and I just enjoyed it immensely. Irish people are very friendly people.
And so there are some people in the society who are in fact Irish?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The society is open to anybody. To be a board member, you have to have some strain of Irish.
There is a litmus test to be on the board of the St. Patrick's Society.
Yeah.
Somewhere in your background. And any musical skills on your part?
Not at all. My brother and sister play instruments, but I barely hold one, let alone play.
Oh, I suspect you're selling yourself short there, just slightly, at least about the holding bit.
Yeah.
So the festival has grown to a three-day event. It starts on Friday, continues through Sunday, gates opening at 4 o'clock Friday, and opening at 9:30 on Sunday, and going how long each day?
Well, on Friday, we go to about 11 o'clock at night. The last act will finish up about 11, 11:30. same on Saturday, noon till about 11:30 at night. Sunday, we start off with we have religious services, both Catholic and Protestant, and then we go till about 6 o'clock. We have a thing called the scattering, which is kind of all the bands that are left on the ground get together and play three or four sets, and we wish everybody well and tell them we'll see them next year.
So when you say all the bands that are left on the ground, that implies that some of the performers stick around for at least some extended period.
Yeah. A lot of them, as you may know, the musicians tend to like to be around each other and exchange tricks of the trade and stuff like that. So they tend to stay there till the end and play one grand finale with everybody. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes I think the musicians have more fun at it than the crowd, but...
Besides the scheduled performances at the various stages, which I'll ask you about in a minute, are there also some sessions where musicians can just get together and jam?
Yeah, we have one area tent called the Snug, which is kind of set up on the theme of a small Irish pub where people can meet. Talk over a drink. It holds maybe only 50 to 75 people, and it's the only location on the ground where we serve Irish whiskey. And the musicians in there during the daytime are one or two or three people playing, and it's pretty much acoustic. But on Friday night and Saturday night, at the last act in there finishes around 6:30. At 7 o'clock, we have what we call a street ceilidh, and it's basically any musician that wants to roam in. They just jam, and we do some dancing, and we have people there that can instruct the crowd on how to do dancing, but. Musicians, not only those on the ground that are done performing, but people that just walk in with an instrument can participate in.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell, murmured a youth one day. I'm off to a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome the lass, the girl I left behind. Must we be parted, his fair one cried, I cannot let you go. Still I must leave you, the young man replied, but for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, soon the fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome the lass, the girl I left behind. Whether in success or failure, I will always be true. Proudly each day in the land far away, I'll be building a home for you. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome the lass, the girl I left behind. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through.
till a sweet message comes over the waves, and a new world are joined to.
Far away in Australia, soon the fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome the lass, the girl I left behind. Far away in Australia, soon the fate be kind, and I will
Those were Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones, the title track from their 2011 CD called Far Away in Australia. The Young Wolf Tones, nominated as Ireland's best traditional folk group, touring over 150 shows in 2011 through seven different countries, and they are coming to Peoria as part of Erinfesh, the Peoria traditional Irish Festival, which is happening this Friday through Sunday, and they will be appearing Friday on the North Stage as the last act Friday night, starting at about 9:45 and going till 11 or 11:30 or so. And here on Live and Local, I'm talking with John Martin, who is one of the co-chairs of Erinfesh Peoria. You mentioned dancing. There actually is a separate dance stage.
Yes, that's goes Saturday and Sunday during the day from noon till generally around 5:30. It's composed of dance schools out of the middle part of Illinois. There'll be some from Peoria, Springfield. There's one comes down from Chicago. And this year we have, there's a dance step called Atlantic Step that's not the traditional Irish dance step. It's a before Cornwallis's Day dance step, which we'll be putting on a show. But that draws a pretty good crowd of people. People enjoy seeing the costumes. And, of course, we have the fair share of grandparents there to cheer the kids on. But it's a lot of fun.
And speaking of kids, you have a Wee Folks area. What happens there?
That's kind of geared to the, say, 5-year-old to about 10 or 12. They have all kinds of kid games, decorating potatoes, making fairy wreaths, drawings on sidewalks. there is a fairy princess that puts on a tea party for the kids and tells them Irish kid stories. And this year we have trailer that has various animals in it. It's kind of like a barn on wheels. You walk in one end of it, you can see all the different animals. It's not a petting zoo. You just kind of get to see the animals and find out a little bit about them. And we have one of the milk companies is passing out free cartons of milk for the kids. There's just all kinds of kid activity. Balloon guys, Irish wolfhounds will be there. The kids love to pet them and stand next to them and have their picture taken.
And a red hair and freckle contest.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be a judge of that.
Are you saying that from experience?
Yes, very competitive.
And does this need to be natural, or it can be contrived?
Oh, no. It has to be natural, and we have pretty stiff competition in that every year. And then the winners get T-shirts and a couple prizes and get introduced on the stages on Saturday and Sunday night. We take them up to one of the main stages and introduce them and give them their pride, their moment of glory.
And Stalling, for one more question before we get to the music part of things, you have a sport field.
Yes.
What is a Bremer stone or open stone? What does all that mean?
Well, I'm going to plead ignorance on this. The Springfield Ancient Athletic Group, we hooked up with them a couple years ago, and they put on Highland Game Competition. Saturday is kind of competition amongst themselves. Sunday is record competition, and they've actually set two world records at our fest in the last couple years. But they're typical Highland games, tossings of stones, tossing telephone poles, bales of hay, you know, distance challenging weightlifting type stuff. And the guys show up in their Scottish outfits, and it's very interesting. Particularly tossing the telephone pole. I think they call that a caber, but it's interesting to watch.
And do people just show up to participate in that, or do you have to sign up for that one in advance?
They do have advanced registration, but they do take walk-ins.
So if you bring your own telephone pole, you can participate.
They furnished a pole because they're sized by weight, and you progress by lifting heavier and heavier and tossing them farther and farther.
All right, fair enough. I don't think I'll be doing anything with that myself.
Yeah, I kind of avoid the area, to be around.
You might get hit by something.
Yeah.
Now, about the music, you've got a bunch of local bands, which I assume means local to the larger region, and then you have bands visiting from Ireland and elsewhere. Talk a little bit about some of the locals.
Well, when we moved from a one-day event down to a three-day event on the riverfront, we had decided that we would make a commitment to the local groups, not only dancers but musicians and craft people, that we would use as many of them as possible because we feel it's important to the community to keep that music alive, and we need to support it. So we have probably 8-9 different local groups that will be playing at different tents. We have 5 stages that run music or dance, and there'll be local groups scattered out amongst that.
And those include the Bogside Zooks, Roundstone Buskers, Water Street Boy?
Water Street Boy.
B-H-O-Y.
Yeah. It's a kind of a bagpipe group. They have two bagpipers, keyboard and a drum, but they play kind of a bagpipe sound. There's also a group called Roundstone Buskers. Shanties out of the Bloomington area.
Four-Leaf Rovers.
Four-Leaf Rovers is a new group here in Peoria.
Riley's Daughter.
Riley's Daughter is two gals that have played at Aaron Fest for a number of years out of Washington, Illinois.
And Tourists.
Tourist is a is a newer band that is members from other bands kind of got together and started out playing traditional instrumental music and now has moved into vocals and has quite a variety of music they play. Thank you.
That was a band out of Ohio called The Kells from their self-titled release of 2004. We heard a medley of The Spanish Cloak, Silver Spear, and Maids of Tulla. We'll be hearing more about The Kells from John Martin of Ehrenfest Peoria. They'll be playing there on the North Stage on Saturday at 1:45 and on Sunday also on the North Stage at 12 noon. As part of Ehrenfest Peoria, which opens up on Friday. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph, a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WILL.
Starting September 4th, Focus is live once again. WILL AM's interactive talk program features hour-long conversations about politics, the economy, healthcare, education, the environment, and many more important issues and ideas affecting your life. You'll also have a chance to engage in conversations with experts from here, across the country, and around the world. I'm Craig Cohen. Join me and join the conversation on Focus with new live shows weekday mornings at 10, starting Tuesday, September 4th on WILL AM 580.
And as long as Craig mentioned Tuesday, September 4th, that is also the day that Live and Local will move to a new time at 4 o'clock weekdays. That'll precede our airing of NPR's All Things Considered, which starts at 5 o'clock. So we'll have a news and entertainment segment that runs from 4 until 7 weekdays. We'll also be introducing a little bit of a new format, at least a couple of days a week. We'll keep our usual interview and music format 3 days a week at least. And then a couple of days we'll be spending most of our time playing recordings by local music groups, local to throughout our listening region. So if you're hearing my voice, that means it's local. And if you happen to be involved with a band, are yourself an artist, a classical group, any kind of acoustic musical ensemble, then we're interested in having your recordings. And you can send them to us to my attention, Kevin Kelly, at Illinois Public Media, 300 North Goodwin Avenue. That's 300 North Goodwin Avenue, G-O-O-D-W-I-N, Urbana, Illinois, 61801. If you missed that, you can check our website, and we've got a notice up there as well about where you can send those CDs, because we need to beef up our library of local recordings of all kinds of acoustic music. We'll also be occasionally playing recordings by artists who have been through or are coming through our listening area from throughout the country and throughout the world. Let's continue with my conversation recorded earlier this morning with John Martin, co-chair of Ehrenfest Peoria. And who are some of the Irish bands that are you would call your headliners?
Well, we're kind of got a number of headliners this year. Gotcha, which is a group from Ireland, plays traditional music and traditional Irish or Celtic rock, I would say. Very upbeat. There's four of them. They have been at Ehrenfest last year, and the crowd really likes them, so we've brought them back. Brock McGuire Band is a Irish traditional band that is doing I wouldn't want to say a comparison, but they're going to do bluegrass and Irish traditional music side by side, so you can see how close they are and how interwoven that type of music really is. And then there's Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones. It's a highly rated Irish folk group. They play a lot of traditional rebel songs. And there used to be a group, and I think there may still be, called Wolf Tones. This is the younger variety of them. And for kind of Midwest flair, we have a group called the Kills out of Ohio that has a lot of pipe music and bone rum music. And they have been national champions in not only the United States, but in competition in Ireland. And we have the Blackards. They're coming back. They were out of Houston, Texas. They call themselves a stout Irish rock group. And they're very good. A Midwest favorite that some people may know in your area, the Bridget's Cross will be back. They've played a number of years here and around the Midwest and down through Florida.
Where are they from?
They're from Ohio, too, from Columbus there. And then there's the Biffles, which is a band we ran across in, out of Phoenix, Arizona. They're a Celtic rock group with a good variety of what I'd call pub music, pub fare. And we are trying something a little different for us this year. We've got a group called Flatfoot 56. They're a Celtic punk band out of south side of Chicago. And they're nationally and internationally known. Matter of fact, when I first started talking to them, they were coming back from a tour of Europe and had been in Germany and France. And, but they're Midwest people that have been around about 15 years or so. They have a bagpiper and fiddle combination that they use, so it's really different. I've seen a couple of the acts. They'll be, the younger crowd will really enjoy them.
So it sounds like there's more than enough for just about any age group or any taste in, when it comes to Irish music.
Yeah, we, as I said, we run five stages, and they kind of cover the gamut. Snug is the small Irish pub that's kind of two or three people playing and much more personal with the crowd. There's O'Neill's Pub, which holds probably 150, 200 people that will have these Irish pub bands playing almost all the time, and that's much more of a pub atmosphere. In the evening, that tent will get 300-400 people around it. The dance stage is another one. The cultural area, which we haven't really talked about, has exhibits, of course, and Irish history booths, and we have people in there that will teach you how to set, do small stuff in Gaelic and some of the Irish cooking techniques and cuisine, and Irish authors in there. And then, excuse me, the North Stage, which is where we run the big acts. And generally we start early in the day with what I would call traditional music, Cayleys and traditional Irish, and by the middle of the day we're starting into Irish rock, and by the end of the evening we're definitely into Celtic rock music at that stage.
So the later it goes, the louder it gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous festival, and anybody who enjoys Irish music, even peripherally, would do well to check it out. If you're anywhere near Peoria or want to take a little bit of a road trip, you can get the full schedule and all kinds of information, how to get there and so on their website, which is erinfeshpeoria.com. That's spelled E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S, Peoria, www.thefestivalofmusic.com. And I've been pleased to welcome the co-chair of the festival, John Martin, of the St. Patrick Society of Peoria, and he co-chairs with Bill Roeder of the Peoria Park District, who are partners, the society and the district, in pulling this off every year. And it sounds absolutely wonderful. And John, I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to us here on Live and Local, and of course for putting the whole thing together. That's got to be a lot of work.
It's a year-round project, but I've got a great committee of about 25 people, and we all love it. So,
and several hundred volunteers, according to your website.
Yes, it takes about 400 volunteers to pull off all the different stations and activities, but luckily we've been able to retain a number of our volunteers, and people look forward to it every year or so.
Well, so will the audience. It starts Friday, gates opening at 4 o'clock, continues through Sunday with the final scattering at about 6 o'clock, and runs till the wee hours on Friday and Saturday. Aaron Fesch, Peoria. John, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
there is a band I would be happy to hear. They're called the Brock McGuire Band. They will be at Ehrenfest Peoria every day this weekend. They'll be there throughout the whole, almost for the duration of the festival. They'll be on the North Stage three times, 5:45 on Friday, 12 noon on Sunday, and 2 p.m. I'm sorry, I got this wrong. Let's try this again. They'll be at the North Stage Friday at 5:45, The Snug, which is the small bar, so a very intimate space, Saturday at 1:30. They'll be back on the North Stage Saturday at 5:45. Sunday, they'll be in the Snug at 12 noon, and Sunday on the North Stage at 2 p.m. We heard from their 2012 release, Greengrass Bluegrass, a medley of Chase Me Charlie, Poor Old Liza Jane, Dance Boatman Dance, and Miss Monahan. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading my own writing here. For more information on Ehrenfest Peoria, that's the website, ErinfeisPeoria.com. Hope you enjoyed that segment here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our programming today is made possible in part by 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign. For over 25 years, 10,000 Villages has provided income to artisans in more than 30 developing countries by marketing their handicrafts and telling their stories in North America. I mentioned earlier that a new segment of the show will regularly, starting September 1st, will regularly feature recordings by local and visiting artists, which is to say artists from around the country and around the world who come through our listening area either occasionally or with some regularity. One of the folks that has been here for small shows, and somebody surely needs to book him for something big because I think he's wonderful. His name is Bucky Hawker. He's based in Chicagoland. And he sent me a CD earlier in the summer. It's appropriate to the Woody Guthrie Centennial. Woody Guthrie would have celebrated his 100th birthday earlier this summer. This was recorded last November at Lily's Big House Ranch by Bucky Hawker and Andy D. Bucky Hawker featured on lead vocals and a lot of other instruments, Andy D on a lot of instruments, and they have some others involved here as well. The CD is called The Ghost of Woody Guthrie, and that means that Woody in one way or another inspired the tunes that were here primarily written by, almost exclusively written by Woody and Andy. And there's a couple of Woody Guthrie tunes on here as well. But this one is a Bucky Hawker tune. It's called Riding into Springfield. It's Bucky Hawker and Andy D from The Ghost of Woody Guthrie, just released this year and heard on Live and Local.
I'm riding into Springfield, capital bound, across the prairie, Abe Lincoln's town. Look for help, 'cause we need a plan. So I'm walking across the Capitol grounds, where the donkeys and the elephants, they've bound, and I'm thinking that they might lend a hand. I'm riding into Springfield, to the end of town. I'm riding into Springfield, to the land of Oz. Saw the woman from the GOP, she prattled on so grand. Private sector value would save our Lincoln land. With corporate backing, she'd lead the charge. But she couldn't divulge her ideal plan till we elected her again. So just give me all your money, boys and girls. I'm riding into Springfield, the Emerald Town. I'm riding into Springfield, to the land of Oz. Met the Democratic donkey, man, he sure could bray. Promised us salvation, we'd live to see that day. Citizens protected in the party's hands. But the right wing, they were on the prowl. So you have to help it when this falling. Open up your pockets nice and wide. I'm riding into Springfield, to the Emerald Town. I'm riding in Springfield to the land of Oz. It's true that those who can't just simply do, while politicians live off me and you. They want their salary and lots of perks. They do most anything to hide from work. Bloodsucking leeches, syphilitic fools, corporate lackeys are just a bad gene pool. Let's send them packing, let them go back home. Let's ban moronic trite cliches, let's take their feeding trough away and bring some new DNA to town. I'm riding into Springfield, the Emerald Town. I'm riding into Springfield, to the land of Oz. I'm riding into Springfield, to the Emerald Town. I'm riding into Springfield, to the land of Oz.
Bucky Hulker with Andy D from their record called The Ghost of Woody Guthrie, released this year for the Woody Guthrie Centennial. That was Bucky's tune called Riding into Springfield. This is a two CD set, by the way. It's really fantastic. And Bucky says he first met up with Woody Guthrie when he, Bucky, was in second grade in Ashland, Wisconsin. And got a new music book at that point, and teacher used it to teach him Woody's This Land Is Your Land, and I guess he's been inspired ever since. And that CD certainly inspired by, as he said, the ghost of Woody Guthrie. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. I don't have a whole lot on my calendar. My intern's been away. I've been away. But I did piece together a few things that are happening mostly here in Champaign-Urbana the next couple of days. The traditional jazz orchestra is at Bouvon's Wine Bar in Urbana at 5:30 this evening. They're there every third Tuesday, I believe. Margaret O'Brien and John Coppice are at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Parkland Early Jazz Ensemble is at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock. Gordy Wilson plays piano at Baltini Lounge in Champaign tomorrow evening at 6. The Piano Man has his regular gig at the Canopy Club in Urbana tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. And, well, since we've been talking about Irish music most of this hour, the traditional Irish music session is back in downtown Champaign. It has moved to Dublin O'Neill's. And that is going to be every Wednesday night, I believe, at 8:30. It happens tomorrow night. Donnie Heitler has his weekly jazz piano gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. And it's another weekly event that happens on Wednesdays, the Gunny Sack Review at the Yoder Center in Arthur. We're hoping to have some of those guys on the show one of these days, working on that project. That's going to be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And apparently it goes for a few hours usually, and people are welcome to bring their instruments and join in. The Gunny Sack Review in Arthur tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater is presenting An Evening with Patsy Cline. Thursday through Saturday, it's dinner theater, of course, so that's at dinner time, starting at 6 o'clock. I believe the doors open. And then on Sundays, they do a brunch, and that starts around noon. And that goes for several weeks. Check their schedule I believe their web address is barn2.org, Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. And that's what I've got for the next few days on our calendar. You can always let me know about your events. Write to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-Y-L-L calendar at illinois.edu. We do not include non-arts events. So if you're just going to send me other sorts of press releases, I won't do anything with it. It's primarily music, some theater, some dance. We'll put those things on the calendar. And when I say music, that's primarily acoustic types of music. Speaking of which, we'll go out in a moment with a little bit of jazz. Let me mention first, however, that you are listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the series collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Among the many local musicians performing throughout our listening area is jazz player Kevin Hart. He specializes in the vibraphone and also various other kinds of percussion and piano. But he's featured on Vibes here. This is from his release from 2005, The Road to Everywhere. Kevin Hart on Vibes with Don Heitler on piano. Mike Nellis is on guitar. Tim Brickner on bass, and Jeff Magby on the drums. This is Kevin Hart's tune called Strange Things here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
listening to Kevin Hart and Friends on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our forecast calls for a sunny afternoon with light winds out of the north and a high of 82 degrees. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 55. Tomorrow sunny, the high 85. And Thursday a sunny sky with a high around 88 degrees. We are at about 78 now, and it's a little bit after 1 o'clock. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us for Live and Local. We'll be back tomorrow from 12 to 1, and look for us starting September 4th at our new time at 4 p.m. weekdays, right before All Things Considered.